Chapter 8. It was Wednesday night. It was his time, and the Nighthawk was beginning to dress. Black jeans, black socks, black sneakers. He put on a white t-shirt and over it a black windbreaker, which he wore unzipped. He put on a navy blue baseball cap and pulled it low over his forehead and looked at himself in the mirror. His beard covered the lower half of his face, and with the bill of the cap down low over his forehead, he would be hard to recognize. He nodded to himself and reset the cap on the back of his head. Then he turned out the lights in his bedroom and went down the stairs and out the back door. He walked past Daisy's restaurant, on down toward the water, past the Gray Gull and up Water Street. With no one in sight, he turned suddenly into a narrow alley just past the Paradise Inn. In the alley, he zipped up his black windbreaker and pulled his baseball cap down over his forehead, then moved down the alley and into a scraggle of trees behind the inn. Past the trees was the harbor. The Nighthawk stood nearly invisible among the trees and looked into a first-floor bedroom at the back of the inn. The shade was up, the lights were on, but there was no one in the room. "I can wait," the Nighthawk thought, and stood just outside the window. Stolid, stoic, silent, and unseen. The strong smell of the harbor drifted past him on the quiet evening air. The trees he stood among were white pine, and they added their pleasant scent to the night. Faintly from the inn came kitchen sounds, a hint of television, some barely audible music. The net effect was to emphasize the quiet. He looked at his watch. "I'll give it 45 minutes," the Nighthawk thought. He stood perfectly still, wrapping himself in the darkness. It was so still in the darkness that he could hear his own breathing. His breathing felt deep and quiet to him. He felt as if his heart was strong and his senses were keen, as if he could almost taste life in its full range and richness. The bedroom door opened, and a woman came in. She was maybe 50, with red hair and angular black glasses. "She'll do," the Nighthawk thought. He felt the pressure, as if his interior were straining against the containment of his exterior. The woman was wearing tan slacks and a dark green top. She walked to the window and looked out. She was maybe 2 feet from him. He breathed very softly. She touched her hair, and the Nighthawk realized she wasn't looking out. She was studying her reflected self in the dark glass. He held his ground. Then she reached up and pulled the shade. He stayed steady, looking closely to see if the shade fully obscured the window. It didn't quite, but it allowed only a narrow view of a corner of the room where a table stood. He watched to be sure, but she didn't go to the table, and after a while, the lights went out. The Nighthawk shrugged and moved back down the alley toward Water Street. Before he stepped out of the alley, he tilted his cap to the back of his head and unzipped the black windbreaker so that the white t-shirt gleamed in the dim light from the street lamps. He looked at his watch. "The night is young," he said to himself, and started up Water Street like a watchman making his rounds.